This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong leaders are limiting transportation services to the airport this Saturday to try to prevent any demonstrations from taking place over the weekend. Some protesters called for renewed demonstrations at Hong Kong's airport, although earlier this week, Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam announced that her government will formally withdraw an extradition bill that would have allowed Hong Kong residents to face trial in mainland China. That bill was what initially sparked the protest. Violence broke out at protest late Friday after demonstrators besieged a police station and a subway stop, leading police to fire tear gas and rubber bullets. Hurricane Dorian continues its trek up the U.S. eastern seaboard after making landfall over Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and devastating the Bahamas. Forecasters say it will be traveling across Nova Scotia late Saturday or Saturday night. The National Hurricane Center expects Dorian to continue to produce life-threatening storm surges and dangerous winds along parts of the North Carolina and Virginia coast. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that parent agency to the National Weather Service is defending President Donald Trump for his Sunday tweet about the state of Alabama being threatened by Hurricane Dorian.
Sunday, after President Trump had tweeted Alabama was going to be hit hard by Hurricane Dorian, a spokesman for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said the current forecast path of Dorian does not include Alabama. That was Sunday. Now the agency says President Trump was right in his tweet and that the information that he was provided demonstrated tropical storm force winds could impact Alabama.
That is the AP's Jackie Quinn reporting, and this is VOA News. Officials said Friday Taliban militants conducted an overnight attack on the western Afghan city of Farah. On Thursday, the NATO-led military alliance said an American soldier and a Romanian soldier were killed in action in Kabul, raising the number of U.S. military fatalities to 16 this year. The Taliban claimed responsibility for a suicide car bombing Thursday in Kabul that it said foreign and local military were killed. The Indian Space Research Organization, the ISRO, announced on Saturday that Mission Control had lost contact with the Chandrayaan-2 lander minutes before it was scheduled to land on the south pole of the moon. A.K. Sivan is the chief of the ISRO.
Vikram lander descent was as planned and normal performance was observed up to an altitude of 2.1 kilometers. Subsequently, the communications from the lander to ground station was lost. The data is being analyzed.
The lander made a six-week-long journey and entered the moon's orbit on August 20th. A successful landing would have made India only the fourth country to land a vessel on the lunar surface and only the third nation to operate a robotic rover there. Ukrainian security officials have launched an investigation into subversive activities by one of the Eastern European country's defense contractors over plans to supply military hardware to neighboring Russia. Federal prosecutors say actress Felicity Huffman should spend time behind bars for her role in the college admission scandal in the U.S., AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston, in a filing before a judge, says Felicity Huffman's sense of entitlement, or at least moral cluelessness, facilitated by wealth and insularity, led her to buy a fake SAT score for her daughter. And because of that, she should spend a month in jail when sentenced next Friday for paying $15,000 for someone to correct her daughter's SAT answers. Her lawyers say she should get probation, a fine, and community service. In her letter she wrote to the judge, Huffman says she had talked herself into believing she was giving her daughter a fair shot at school, only to betray her and fail her family. I'm Tim McGuire.
And U.S. health officials are again warning users of e-cigarettes to reconsider their habit of vaping as another person died from a lung illness possibly tied to the practice. They've identified about 450 possible cases across the United States. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Broadcast. It's today.